1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. South Korea's spy chief has told lawmakers that North Korea has sent another 1,500 troops to Russia in support of the war in Ukraine. Last week, the National Intelligence Service confirmed there were 1,500 North Korean special ops forces already there.
What exactly they're doing, left to be seen. These are things that we need to sort out.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it's an indication Vladimir Putin may be in more trouble than most people realize. Donald Trump's former chief of staff, retired General John Kelly, tells the New York Times that Trump admires dictators and praised Adolf Hitler while in office.
So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, for sure.
Trump will be in Georgia today campaigning. Kamala Harris back in Pennsylvania less than 2 weeks until the election. American Airlines is being fined $25 million for how it treated disabled customers, including in an unsafe and undignified manner. The fine also for mishandling wheelchairs. This is ABC News. He was a man at the center of Fernando Mania. Dodgers pitcher turned broadcaster Fernando Valenzuela has died. Dodgers announcer Vin Scully in the summer of 81 after Valenzuela threw a shutout against the Mets.
He is the talk of the baseball world in English and Spanish and any other language that's close at hand. Fernando Valenzuela.
More from ABC's Kurt Sandoval on his 1981 rookie season.
If you're too young to remember Fernando Valenzuela when he pitched and his dominance to Major League Baseball and what Fernando Mania represented, consider this. This year in baseball, just one pitcher threw two complete games. When Fernando pitched, not only were his first eight games wins, they were all complete games.
Valenzuela, who won a Cy Young Award, was 63. The FAA putting us a step closer to flying taxis. It's published final regulations for what it calls the air travel of the future. This is ABC News.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Badgers brace for Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host Penn State Saturday night. The number 3 ranked team in the nation, quarterback Braden Locke asked, does it help that they've played top ranked teams like USC or Alabama already this season?
To be out there against a very talented Alabama team, to be out there against a very talented USC team, I think it's helped our team grow. And I think it's helped us mature. You know, I'm growing each and every week. I'm not naive to think that I'm not still, you know, young. I think I've had 7 or 8 starts. So I think you learn and you grow each and every week.
NBA, the Bucks in Philly tonight against the 76ers. Torian Prince asked if the Bucks are ready to kick off the season.
I feel like we're ready. Obviously, having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed, taking advantage of the highs, and then when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
That's the Bucks' new forward, Torian Prince. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler today. Tonight will be clear and cold with a low of 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62 with a chance of showers tomorrow night. After that, we're headed into a sunny, pleasant, fall-like weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez will be here to talk early voting. Hour number two, public service announcement, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, it's great having Jake here from Door County Veterans, DC Farm for Vets. I want to go up there. I don't want to see a cow being
butchered.
I'm very squeamish about those kind of things. Nikki, come here 1 second, please.
And Jim, you're not squeamish? Because Nikki actually texted me this morning
that.
And said, yeah.
I don't know if squeamish is the right word. I was surprised a couple things when I went through there. First of all, how unautomated it is in this day and age, how labor intensive butchering cows are. And I guess, you know, maybe there's not equipment or nobody's designed equipment to take all that meat off and cut it up. But what impressed me the most was how this 2000 or what 1900 cow comes walking in, and to get them to
does he come walking in?
Like, yeah,
hey, what's going on? How you doing? Hey, man,
No, this is true. They couldn't get them to come into the butcher shop, into the factory. They were just really, so they made this like spiral staircase, and they're like, oh, okay. So they go up there and they get up like, you know, I don't know how, not that far, 8-9 feet. And then just this huge weight, boom.
And then they're
out. And then they slit the throat to the, because I think that had something to do with the, what's that called? The Jewish, the kosher, you know, to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. The way you, and then it goes through that Achilles heel on his hook.
Hey guys.
And then
hey,
Nikki.
It is breakfast hour.
I just want to say,
okay.
I'm just saying. Was I squeamish? I was so surprised at the process because, you know, I've been through a ton of manufacturing plants and I was like, wow.
Oh, is that the same thing though from that movie I was telling you about the guy, he was out hunting antelope in Texas. And he came upon this drug deal that went bad, and they shot each other, and they're everybody was dead. And he took the money, and then the guy traced him forever. And he had this thing. He'd carry a tube of oxygen, and it would have the, it was like a bolt. It would fire a bolt out of the thing, and he would shoot people with that bolt. Is that what they used to kill the cows with?
No.
Oh.
No.
Hi, Nikki.
Good morning. It literally is the boom.
It's what? Say.
It's like the boom. It's a big weight that comes down. And smacks him on the head.
Did you know that the three little pigs, or this little piggy went to market, is not the piggy going shopping.
It's going to the slaughterhouse.
It's going to that big spiral staircase.
Can I just say something? Can I just say something? That is a very cool cap you're wearing.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's a very cool Timber Rattler cap. Do you just, being an owner, do you just walk into like the store
and
you're just like, I'm going to take this. What do you do about it?
I'm the owner. You have,
because I would.
And I am not. It is my husband who is partners in the firm.
But it's Wisconsin law.
You own half of what he has.
So you could qualify.
Marital law. Yeah. I got that question right in my real estate exam.
Well, good thing.
One of the few.
Good thing. We are happily married, right. So I don't have to worry about that. But no, that's not how it works. You're respectful and you pay for things.
Well, you do. You actually have to pay for stuff.
Well, yes, we get it at a discount. We get an employee discount. But And Uncle Johnny would like that employee discount.
Well, I think 5 or 6 times I hosted your Welcome Back Timber Rattler
banquet. Oh, yeah, and we would
do you know what Gorman Thomas said to me one time? This is the honest to God truth. This is the last time I did it. Honest to God truth. We're up there and doing a thing, and Gorman Thomas goes, hey, I thought I had a weight problem until I saw this guy's gut.
Oh, no.
On stage. Oh. Gorman Thomas said that to me.
And he thinks
I thought I had a weight problem until I saw this guy's gut.
Boo.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needed to trim his mustache.
Something.
Storming Gorman. And now he just makes a mustard for a living.
Yeah, what does he do for... Does he still have that little Gorman's little thing in the...
Yeah, Storming Gorman's
whatever
sauce.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, good morning.
Good.
Hey, thanks for the coffee.
Yeah, no problem.
I mean, just,
there was almost a crisis.
It was. We had no coffee, and Todd was had so much stuff to do last night, and we had some other things going on. And then he texted me this morning and said, hey, look, man, because I have to drink coffee. Of course, I drink it at home before I get here, but he says, man, can you stop and get some coffee? Well, I was driving, and I didn't look at my phone, and I got here. I'm like, Todd, there's no coffee.
Goes,
I know, I texted you this morning, so thank you for saving the day.
Yes, I figured I couldn't bring it any faster than
But you
IV
did not
drip.
Like our segment, right? I mean, you like DC, our man Jake
well,
is
and
awesome,
I had to give Jake a hug because I was fighting
back
tears.
You gave him a very nice hug.
Because, yes, our family has lost a member to suicide, and it continues to shatter hearts. So to know that that community is there and the things that he thinks of to do and to incorporate our veterans in, it is astonishing. And it's just, it's absolutely
fantastic.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Because again,
because you know why? There's no BS. It's just like literally doing the right thing.
Let's just cut the bull.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is not a mention, a callback to the previous segment.
Oh, I was just going to say, you were listening.
I could never do that. I could never cut up something like that.
Nope.
I'm too squeamish.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Isn't that weird that I was a professional taxidermist, but yet cutting something up to eat like that would be weird?
Tell me more. Yes.
You want to know more about my taxidermy?
Yes.
Oh, I got to tell you something funny. So I saw this thing. It was one of these Facebook things. You see all these different things pop up. The top 10 things that impress women the least. If you meet
taxidermy, yes.
If you meet a woman, it's like, hey, well, I'm big into, collecting stamps or yada, 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 yada.
A bad lasagna recipe.
Taxidermy was number 4 on the list of the least impressive things a guy can tell a woman that he does for a hobby.
What was the number 1?
I want to say stamp collecting.
Oh, nice. Nothing against those stamps.
But there's a big thing of like, what are your hobbies? And if you said taxidermy is number 4 of the biggest turn-offs. That there was.
So did you immediately go take down your Billy Bass or whatever?
No, it's still up there.
No, Mrs. Mino loves it.
Absolutely.
I'm sure she doesn't.
Yeah.
So Nikki is part owner of the Timber Rattlers. Do you have something big tonight? Is that still,
trick or
open
treat.
To the public, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So trick or treat at the ballpark, sponsored by Shields.
And what a... Weather's great.
It's going to be perfect.
Going to be good tonight.
It's costumes. Covered.
Doesn't matter how the weather is. It's going to be great.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So it's just, it's
fun.
We
had that girl from Shields in here a couple of weeks ago. She was awesome.
Yeah. And what they're doing to partner with community businesses, phenomenal. They did their first ever, or actually probably second annual women's event prior to coming in the studio. And they said that it was sold out. It was
awesome.
Tremendous. Success. So,
so if kids
really
want to take part tonight, what do they do?
Show up in your costume, moms and dads. Bring them to the ballpark.
Yep. Neuroscience.
Yep, right off the highway on 41 in Appleton.
You know what I love when I'm coming back from wherever south of Appleton at night, and that it's a night game?
It's lit up.
What a great setting that is.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It really is.
And, yes, there's a lot of construction going on right now through,
Northeast
Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to long-range planning. We're going to have, I think I look so much better.
I know, you've seen your reflection, so you don't want the mic in front of your mouth where it's supposed to be.
Oh, no, I'm cleverly disguised.
Yeah.
Todd, are you seeing the witch?
Isn't that hard
street?
To see, Todd? Todd gets mad at us sometimes. We don't do, but isn't it like the Wizard of Oz where it's all you see is his head, maybe?
No, I have a good sight line.
Oh, okay.
But we were just,
I don't have women's readers on.
Across the street, you guys were talking about costumes and stuff.
Yes.
They're literally, we, both Nikki and I looked over at Schreiber and walking through the hall there was a witch.
Really?
It
looked like that chick from The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, 100%.
She was kind of hunched over a little bit. And I'm like, I pointed and you pointed.
Yes.
So they must be dressing up over at Schreiber today, I think.
Maybe trick or treat.
They hired
the
a witch.
No, I think they're dressing up. pretty tough to get in there.
Wow.
What time is that tonight? I just want to...
I think 6 o'clock.
Oh, it's at 6. All right.
I think.
Don't
check
quote
the website.
Me, but
we'll just
yes.
check that. Okay.
Check
yeah.
the otherwise, yeah, Facebook, Timber Rattler's Facebook page, Shields' Facebook page.
As kids get older, they like to trick or treat 2 or 3 times. You know, in the old days, it was
yes.
just, you know, one day in the neighborhood. Now there's this trunk or treat. There's these things at the Y. There's
yeah.
things at your place. And
yeah.
So that's all pretty cool stuff.
Well, okay. Go ahead.
No, I just say that's, we talk about that, about being. Trick-or-treating has gotten a bad connotation over the years with, like, weird people doing stuff. But talk about a great, safe environment to bring kids to or they'll have a blast. Timber Rattler Stadium tonight.
And so many different things. Not just candy. There will be little activities for people to do
yeah.
and keep the kids busy.
Do you have the speed gun there?
The speed pitch, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think it'll be fired up tonight, though.
Oh, I'm not coming then. Because
no.
I want to see if I get triple digits still.
Well, oh, still, yes.
Yeah.
Because you achieved that at one point.
Maybe.
In your dreams.
You don't know. Wow.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to welcome.
I have so much. I'm a fan of this guy. Jesse Lynn, Green Bay Press Gazette, community, politics, different things. Jesse, if I was a newspaper, and I wanted to be a newspaper reporter when
oh,
I came out of school, I would be you.
Really?
I'd be,
why is that? I'm
because
flattered,
I love your topics that you find, and I've got some topics for you.
Oh, okay. I'm all ears.
I love the one about The Rock.
Yes, The Rock was, it just kind of came to us through email. Somebody just, it was the first column idea that we pitched. We were like, hey, we'd like to know what people were saying.
What's the history of this rock?
I know. It's like somebody was like, well, I've been seeing this rock since
yes.
like my car broke down. And, they were like, it's such an eyesore. And we were like, well, I mean, is there anything here? Like,
why is it there?
It's going to be like such a big, big story. But it ended up being that, you know, it was a monument to the old Heritage Hill fort.
Very historical significance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, I mean, nobody knew why it was there. Nobody can really tell like when it was put in. They think maybe the 30s. And it ended up being, you know, there was a mistake on the marker itself.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, there was all this stuff that after we went into the newspaper archives, we were like, ah, wow, there's a lot of stuff here. And you never would know it just like looking at the stone itself.
It's absolutely. Can I get your story idea?
Sure.
And we talked about this. I don't remember the street. You know the street. I don't. There's two Quonset huts, like from the old Gomer Pyle TV show where the Marines were in boot camp.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There are two Quonset huts in one of the neighborhoods really close to here. I want to say 12th Street.
Over on the east side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are they? No, west side. West side.
West side.
Why are they here? Why are there two military Quonset huts right in the middle of the city?
Huh. Okay. I haven't seen those before.
We'll
this
get
is
you
my
the directions
time.
And we'll get
yeah.
you out there.
I'm terrible with directions. I'm terrible with directions. But I think it's 12th Street.
12th Street. Okay.
Yes. Two Quonset huts. Military Quonset huts.
I do live on the west side right now.
Okay.
But I haven't been down
yeah.
there.
So.
But that's what's fascinating is it's nowhere near like Heritage Hill or
right.
anything
no,
like
no.
that.
Just out of the blue, in this neighborhood, middle class neighborhood, why are there two military Quonset huts right there?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Looks like you guys know what to look for next month.
Exactly. So that's a story idea for you.
Thank you.
Oh, I got a bunch of them. Stick around. All right. We're at Jesse Lynn, Green Bay Press Gazette. Nikki, we got a lot to talk about. Stay with us.
Starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. a Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I don't care if you're full, just eat it, open up your mouth and feed it.
Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. We have a very special guest right now, Jesse Lynn. Is it Jess or Jesse Lynn? What would you prefer?
Well, Jesse.
Jesse, okay.
Only my best friend calls me Jess.
Okay, we're going to call you Jess. Jess Lynn, Green Bay Press Gazette. Great young writer here, and you made an impact right off the bat by doing unique stories of things that 99% of the people would walk by and say, and you find something interesting about them. Tell me a little bit about that passion you have.
I actually didn't know that I was always going to do journalism. I only found journalism about, what was it, 2 years now when I was 21?
Okay. That's when I was 21, too. What?
It looks it.
Oh, my. Hey. Todd, what was that?
That was a bell for Jesse.
Wow.
I've always found myself that I was a curious kid, and I was a very shy kid.
A lot of people in media are very shy.
I've noticed that.
That's a weird thing.
I've noticed that. I was like, why is that the case? I don't know. But I think we get through just like wanting to know more about the world. Like we notice things and we're very observant, and we're very detail oriented, which is very important. And so we just kind of like are obsessed about these things that, you know, people are like, why would you be obsessed by that? And we're just like, yeah, we just want to know more about rocks.
Absolutely. You know? I love it.
So did you study journalism then?
I did study journalism only for 1 year at grad school at Columbia University. So
could get into a good school? Like Wasabi State Junior College?
I really tried.
Had to settle for Columbia in New York?
Trust me, that's my dream.
Yeah, the Norseman. You want to be a Norseman?
I had to settle for Columbia.
That's fine.
So coming here, there's so many people who live here that didn't know about this rock. Like, where do you get your tips? How do you know if it's...
That's true. Worth looking into? Well, we don't know if it's worth looking into. That's why we have to look into them. We get a lot of great tips from our readers, and we wish that we would get even more so that we have an even bigger pool of questions to look into. But so far, the questions have been great. Like, why is this rock here?
Okay. So that's what you're looking for. I want to get you, believe me, there's plenty of people out there who have questions. We used to have, before you were on the planet, this guy, Glenn Lloyd. He was he would look into stuff. You could send him any question you wanted. I remember
by the way, still on the planet. I'm on a Facebook thing with
him. I said before Glenn was on the planet.
No, I know, but Glenn still does stuff. It's when you've got that inquisitive mind, it's like that never leaves.
I wrote to him, obviously it was 50 years ago, but I asked him, how do they get the M on the M&Ms without crushing it and it's right in the center, you know? But he did write back to me. I mean, I was probably 9 or 10. You know? He said it was a trade secret. Anyway.
That's a cop out.
That's what I thought too. I still don't know though, 50 years later. tell me what you, how people can email. Just an email send you? Because yes, I think there's a lot of things out there that people are like, you know, I've been living here. I've been driving by this for years. And why is this here?
Yeah, that's exactly what we want. And they can, if they have questions like that, any question at all, JLIN at Gannett, GANNETT.com.
So you moved here from New York City, basically.
I was born in New York City, and I very quickly moved away from New York City.
Okay.
To Virginia.
Just Green Bay, Wisconsin, Northeast Wisconsin.
This is my first time in Wisconsin. Yes.
Give it to us. What do you think?
I have to say that I almost didn't make it here because of the train today. I know that
we hate the trains in Green Bay.
In Green Bay, I was like, well, if anything bad is going to happen, there's something going to happen today. And it did happen. It was the train. And I've seen people get stuck in trains here before. But I personally, this is my first time being stuck in the train. And decided to stop in the middle of the track today.
It did. And then back
switching.
Up. Yeah, and I love that.
I didn't know what was happening, but I saw like between one of the cars, like the hydraulics was like,
psh, yeah, psh,
yeah,
yeah,
and I was like, what is going on? And of course, like it had to stop right when the end was like, you know, three cars.
Do me
away.
A favor, investigate that. Talk to people because I will say this honestly. They told the then mayor of Green Bay to go bleep himself.
Oh,
true or false?
Yeah, we get a lot of complaints, and especially people like you and I that work on other sides of the town they live
on.
And I don't know why it has to happen at 7 a.m. That you would think that would be or 7:10 whenever you got here. I don't want to talk about trains. I want to talk about you, but I just want to say that they very, very difficult. It's Canadian National. And they're like, look, they didn't say bleep you. They said, don't mess with interstate commerce.
Huh?
And it was that quick of a, and
maybe it was you said bleep you to them. I knew that came with conversation.
That was part of the conversation. But they even wouldn't work with us on the marathon. And there's people that missed the Boston qualifying time because of the train.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty cool.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a pretty good story there,
people,
Jess.
But I don't, maybe it's better now. Maybe it's better now at night. But I see the train a lot, and I hate that switching. That's what you're talking about.
Okay. I mean, I was just like, well, as an East Coaster, we get very impatient about things. We're like, you know, look at our watch. That doesn't exist. And I'm like tapping our foot.
So if you want the cost to go over or under that train, you can head down to your story, too.
I think that'd be a good story.
A third bridge.
That's literally downtown Green Bay. If you want to talk about something that has affected every single human being in greater Green Bay, that train has affected everybody.
I was just wondering if there was
going
to be a boat that was going to pass by.
Or that, too.
So we would talk about that, and we would say, look, come on. This is where we live. We're industrial. It's economic development.
Yeah.
But when people would be stopped by a train and then that would go away and the boat would be there, that was a little too much economic development.
And it's like you're interrupting my economic development.
But we had the guy on here who does the Port Authority.
And yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing how many semis are off the road because of those ships. I forgot what the number was, 1,100 or something.
Okay.
Think about that. Huh. And how much cheaper the goods are to get here. So it was almost like I still don't like being there, but I get out of my car and go take pictures. I think some of those ships are like super cool. So,
and it gives you a nice break in the middle of the day.
But is there anything you're working on now that you can like tease us with that you got a hot tip on?
A hot tip on?
Well, not a hot tip. I'm just kidding. Just something that you're working on.
Well, I mean, the election season is in full swing here. So fully expect me to be covering everything election related. Gwen Walls is coming into town on Friday. That we've already reported, so I'll be at Gwen Walls' event.
Are you into politics?
You know, I actually was not into politics ever. I don't like politics a lot of times. I did international relations in undergrad, and I thought I was going to be a diplomat, and I very quickly decided that I wasn't going to be a diplomat. I had a professor tell me that I would be muzzled.
That's very political.
Jess, can you say, we got another guest coming up, but since the train, are you okay deadline-wise today?
Yes,
sticking
absolutely.
Around? All right, we got to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin's soybean harvest is a month ahead of its normal time frame, and the corn for grain harvest is 2 weeks ahead of schedule. This is according to the latest crop progress report from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday morning. Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing says the surprising speed of this year's harvest has surprising price action to match. He says strong prices in the front end of the market, such as a $4 base for December corn, are not typical in these bigger supply years.
We've been just seeing this market really price in some strength in the front months, which is not typical for a heavy supply year. And you go look at where we're at with those carryout numbers and things of that nature. The supply is here this year overall. But we're really seeing some good strength in the front month in terms of December corn as well as November soybeans. And that's probably tied to what's happening here with the harvest.
Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He says there are a few more reasons that we are seeing some price support for the December contracts. One of the reasons is that farmers are holding on to grain waiting for a better price. River levels are low, preventing an adequate amount of grain from going down to the Gulf. And exporters are looking for that grain. Stick around for a look at this morning's commodity prices.
Whether you're in the market to buy or sell, count on Steffes Group for any and all of your equipment this harvest season. Thinking about retirement or a career change? Steffes Group can support your next steps with reliable auction services. Visit steffesgroup.com today to see a full list of upcoming auctions in your area or nationwide, or to contact your local representative. That's steffesgroup.com.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Wednesday from Chicago, cash and new crop corn is trading up a quarter of a cent at 416 and three quarters, and cash and new crop soybeans are down a penny and a half at 990 and a quarter. Cash wheat is down 2 cents at 574 a bushel. July 2025 new crop wheat is down 2.5 cents, trading at 610 and a quarter. The Class 3 milk contracts are coming back up after having a negative day yesterday. The November contract is up 10 cents at 2045 a hundredweight, and the December contract is up 21 cents at 2065. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler today. Tonight will be clear and cold with a low of 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62 with a chance of showers tomorrow night. After that, we're headed into a sunny, pleasant, fall-like weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We're going to be talking with Jesse Lynn, Green Bay Press Gazette, a little bit more. And we had Jake Vanden Plas, Door County Farm for Veterans. I don't know if you guys were listening to that, but what a great organization they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we weren't listening. But
oh, thanks. Tell, Deanna, tell us a little more about it.
Hey, thanks, Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty. Wow. Ben Indiana in the house.
I know.
Not big listeners, but
I was on your Facebook page yesterday and I saw your little contest that you're having. Yes. Or your poll yeah. that you're
Which
taking.
Which way did you go?
Current events. Okay. All the way. All right. Sorry, yeah. Jim.
Ben, yeah. did you vote?
I'm down for current events as well.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys vote. You know what? I get a kick out of you guys. You guys are so fashionable looking. I mean, look at you guys. It's like a GQ kind of like catalog when you guys walk in.
It's the Italian way. It's the Italian way. You look good.
Wow. Very stylish.
Yeah.
So I know we talked a little bit about it last week, but I just want to mention one more time. I was really, truly thinking about you guys when I heard you're going to Florida to check on your property down there with the hurricane.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't even imagine the stress. How a heart must be just pumping as you're driving into like your neighborhood, wondering if your home is still standing.
Yeah.
What is that like?
Yeah. Well, I think everybody can feel that, whether, you know, no matter what the scenario is, but every like turn we would take, we'd be like, oh, wait, this street looks all right. You know, and then you take another turn, you're like, oh, no, this does not look good. So the whole way there, you're kind of looking, you know, to see how things are.
Yeah.
Kind of like a scratch off tab.
Yeah.
This is
right.
Good,
yeah.
This is
right.
Bad.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
Is
yeah.
Yeah.
And either it's going to be a jackpot or not.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
sorry for some of those people. This was not this storm, but the last storm that, oh man, it just slips my mind. No, the island. Marco Island.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sure,
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I had a friend. It disappeared.
Expensive.
It did.
Really?
Their home, their place no longer existed.
Yeah.
Wow. Like there was nothing there.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
it's crazy.
There was a place, maybe about a half mile from us in St. Pete's Beach where the...
Which is a beautiful area.
Beautiful area.
Love that area.
The house was resting on top of the garage.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, just unbelievable devastation.
As a realtor, what would you do if you were down there right now? If you guys had, Bay Area Realty and you're in St. Pete's Beach, what would it be like for you people?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting, too, because there are, you know, just in our neighborhood alone, there's a couple houses for sale. And and what happens in that process? You know, if you have damage during one of those storms, you've got to kind of stop everything. It needs to be re-inspected. I think they have to bring in an appraiser again. Like, it's a mess when you've got your home on the market.
What's the floodplain type thing? Every Wisconsin, we almost just blow it off. Like, oh, yeah. A little low water, and you got some, you know, cattails growing in the backyard, whatever.
It'll pass.
But, you know, what is it, every 100 years or something, they change those things?
Yeah.
But down there where that could be a yearly thing, what would that be like?
The flood insurance? It's got to be a lot.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, you know, when we picked our little humble abode, you know, we spoke to our neighbors, Rod and Candy, just before we bought it. And they're like, you guys are at 23 feet here. We're in a good spot.
Yeah.
Good spot.
Yeah. They have evacuation zones. So, you know, where you are.
Yeah.
So
A, like, B, C,
yeah,
D.
We're zone C. So this was the first time that we had to evacuate since we've had our house.
All right. How about our community, since we don't have all that? And I was talking to the president of the chamber over, and I told her, I said, look, we really have to start marketing our weather. We're so frozen tundra. We've had a couple mild winters. That's not going to be here forever. But I just, you know, that stuff, that would cause me a lot of stress to have a lot, that kind of money. And even if it's a roof, it's expensive. You know, then you hear about these insurance things. So back here in Northeast Wisconsin, I think we should do a recruiting mission to get them to come up here. I just think we have beautiful four seasons. Sure. And, we do have floodplain issues, but you can get the insurance.
Right. Yeah. right.
Over on the east side here.
If Winnebago overflows one year type of
100-year flood.
Right. Yeah. You know what? And to that end, there are a lot of people that kind of go, they'll move down there full time. The summers are a little too hot for them, and they come back. So we have a lot of great referral partners back and forth in Florida, too. Right. Because, you know, people do know we have great weather. We don't have a lot of severe storms up here. Yeah. Knock on wood, or Formica, or whatever this is.
You always make fun of have our formica. You always do. You always, you've done that like three or four times.
I know.
You're not going to be my realtor.
I was just looking for real wood grain here somewhere, anywhere.
Oh, formica. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're going to drop the price.
A lot of people do move to our area because of what we have up here, including our, you know, our weather.
And what's going on here in, I think people are past, not past the election, it's 2 weeks from yesterday, but it just isn't going to make that big of a difference. Now, we talked about last time, there's one of the candidates is going to give assistance for down payment, but some realtors, and I'm one of them, believe that's just going to raise the price of houses, but maybe it will. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work because you can't price fix, but what is going on here? You've seen, again, there's this house by my house, and it's been on the market for a little. I don't know what the price is. I didn't look it up, and I probably should.
Yeah. You know, they are sitting a little bit more, they depending. Are. You know, and I think sometimes with the election, and I could be way off base here, that's just my own thought, sometimes it's not necessarily what they think is coming afterwards. It's just all this noise. That people kind of just retract a little bit.
Get off the grid. Yep. Call me on the 6th.
Yep. Exactly.
It's a mindset. It's a total mindset. And the degree at which whatever happens affects you is very, very minimal. But people,
what you said, noise. Mm-hmm. That's the best term.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
For sure.
I do follow it. But there are a lot of people that are into it. They're not getting off the grid. I mean, you saw the early voter, and we're going to talk about early voting. You can do that in person now, right, in Green Bay. And I'm sure Appleton, Oshkosh, our whole listening area. But I think once you do that, get back to your real world. It's over. You voted. What's going to happen is going to happen. I don't think it's going to come down. I don't think it's going to come down to one vote.
No.
Right. But I do think, you know, and then place your bets. I've done that already. And no, I'm just kidding. You cannot bet on presidential elections in the United States. Did you know that?
Is that right?
Yeah, you can't. No, you got to go to the UK.
Jim looked into it. You
got
to go to the UK.
Did Google know that?
It's $185 to go in 100. So I don't, which is pretty long odds on Trump.
Sure. Hey, I'm not kidding about it. Somebody texted me last night about the odds on that.
Wow.
There's odds that I think.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah. You can do it every day. It's on there. Chat percent it. Every day, but it's UK. It's not us. But anyway,
you've got connections in the UK. I've got connections in the UK.
I don't know if you were listening, Todd.
You just start pooling some money together.
But I don't know if you were listening, Todd, but I said people have got to move on. You've got to place your bets and place your bets and vote. So I've checked both those boxes. So I'll let you know on the 6th how I did.
But yep, you bet.
You may not be here anymore, right? Yeah,
it's not that much. I don't put that much money on it. Anyway, I do think that there are distractions, and I think there's nothing more important in your life than your home, you know?
Yeah.
And so to start working on it now, even though you may look at it in the spring to contact you guys, because you got a pretty good pulse, on the community. So. Yeah.
That's the thing. You guys do pay close attention to everything going on. And just in talking with you guys over the months you guys have been here, it's different than just, I got this house that I want to list, yada, 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 yada. Right. You guys are all in on the whole aspect of real estate, which is a whole aspect. It's not just this one type of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have invested your futures, your careers in this. So you take it real serious versus just finding somebody a house, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's our life from morning when we wake up. When you work together, it's pretty much all that you do, you know, as a couple. So most of our dinners, we're going back and forth on how things are priced and what's coming up. And
even into the one TV program we watch before we go to bed.
What is
we're usually talking about work.
Oh, yeah.
what do you watch? What do you guys watch?
Right now, we're rewatching Lost because we feel a little lost with our TV.
Oh, that's from way back. That's like 20 years ago, wasn't it?
You know, we were doing the whole Menendez
thing. Todd seems like he'd be a lost guy. Were you a lost guy, Todd?
Never watched
it.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Seemed
like you would be.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's awesome.
It's got the guy from Party of Five. That's why I can't even think of what his name is.
Matthew something?
Fox. Matthew Fox.
Ah, there we go.
I shouldn't have forgotten that.
Go team.
Go team.
Did you have posters of Matthew Fox up in your bedroom?
I did not.
I
know. That was Party of Five.
It's a tattoo on her left shoulder.
I'm pretty sure I was married by then.
Todd, I didn't even go there.
I did for you guys.
I'm just telling you how you should be ashamed of yourself. Wow.
Yeah.
So locally, what's going on? Jim and I were driving to the casino one day to give some money to the natives running the organization out there because we always lose.
Yep.
And but we're noticing that some signs, like the week before, were still for sale.
Yep.
Where not that long ago, it's like 2 or 3 days. Like, again, when we were in real estate, we would literally take the accepted offer sign with us and say, hey, let's just put this in the garage until it happens to be a day or two later. So you guys tell me what's going on.
Yeah. Well, it definitely has. Our market has definitely softened and kind of slowed down. It's still moving. You know, I do think people are kind of stepping back just for a little bit, taking a break.
But they're just like wondering, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and don't always think when you don't see that accepted offer sign that there's not an accepted offer.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We never use them because you always want, we want secondary offers if we can.
Absolutely.
So, we don't like to advertise that something's taken before.
And protect ourselves.
Because they'll never make a call once they see that sign.
Nope.
Right. On that property.
Yeah, right. They'll drive right by. Yeah. So.
But do you guys, as realtors, go to municipal leaders, you know, that Jake and Appleton are here, and say, look, this is kind of what we need to do to upgrade this?
Yeah.
Because you can't, schools is always, it's crime in schools, right?
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
That's always number one and two. But then there's a lot of little things after that. And I'm just wondering if you're invited into to meetings to say, look, if we would do this in this area, be it sidewalks, of course, we have a lot of sidewalks in Green Bay, lighting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A new park, level these 8 houses and put a park. Are you engaged in those type of things to help a community?
You know, go ahead.
No.
We aren't personally, but we've got a great committee with our MLS, RANW, and also WRA, who are very involved in all of our communities. So they sit in on those meetings, keep us all in the loop on what's going on, what's being talked about. So we do have people in place in our organizations that we're attached to.
Because sometimes you drive through a place and it's like, I like this. And I haven't even looked at a house yet.
Right,
You know, you just got that feeling. So.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yep.
I think there's some
Is Jesse back there? Jesse, I got a question for you. Jesse moved here from New York City. Jesse, where was your last place that you actually lived?
Virginia.
Philly. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
Oh,
okay.
So, nice.
When you came to Green Bay, real estate-wise, I don't know if you looked to buy a house for you. What did you think just in general? Because with your reporting for the Press Gazette, that's a big part of the...
Are you giving him another story idea?
I might be. I'm working on something here. What did you think, Jesse, when you came here, real estate-wise?
Well, I mean, compared to New York and the East Coast, I was like, wow, these prices are really cheap. But I know for people, I mean, just like living here, it's not cheap. I mean,
But then, Jesse, you found out what they're paying you, and you're like, wait, they're not that cheap.
Exactly. It's all relative.
Welcome to the world of media.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. But you found the rent prices, you thought that, well, compared to New York, I mean, anything compared to New York.
I was paying $1,800 to share a 2-bedroom with my roommate. And
Sure.
Yeah.
Or $2,500 for a studio. And it was this is crazy. So when I came here, I was like, oh my gosh, things are so much better. But
and even though I was joking before, they don't get paid that much. Like, you don't get paid 3 times as much in New York. You get paid more, but it's not.
More, but not to that extent.
Exactly. Sure. The real estate is out of whack. One of the two are out of whack. Either we are or they are. Because, you know what I mean? Because it's supposed to be 28% of your income. And
you're supposed to put like 40% times the income.
Right. I can do that too. Right. What I'm saying, Jeff, there's a lot of different formulas, but they don't pencil out in New York.
No, they don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, and as a grad student, I was like, well, I mean, I'm here on a scholarship, and what am I going to do? Well, take out loans.
But
I know.
But Jesse, I won't tell our listening audience, but what you have in loans, you could buy a nice house in Green Bay for.
I just need to find somebody to marry and settle down.
There you go.
Pool your income.
There we go. Well, here's a nice opportunity to float you out to the relationship market.
Right?
Hey, Jesse, this has to be kind of a cool place for you to come into, though, where the cost of living is lower than what you've grown up with.
Yes.
I mean, some people get their first job at minimal pay in a big city, and that's really, really,
that's really tough.
Like, we had, what's it, our guy from NBC 26 that we had on, and he was offered a job at ESPN. And it was literally like $7 an hour or something.
Oh my,
like,
oh my gosh.
I can't survive living in Connecticut at that price.
Right.
He passed up a job with ESPN. So this has to be cool coming from crazy rent to this area, huh?
Yeah. But I mean, people are still struggling here.
Yeah.
That's what I want to cover in my colleagues. Like,
outstanding.
I work at a homeless shelter. You can stop and see me anytime. I'll I was just telling a story this morning. I don't know if you were listening on here. This is a sad story. A guy that just kind of showed up 2 weeks ago, but His house, a bunch of houses were bought by an investment company out of state, and his rent went from like $950 to $1,900.
Jessica, we got to talk. Big story here.
That's really wrong.
It's like tenants, absentee tenants.
That's wrong. Yeah.
On beautiful houses in Green Bay.
Yeah.
All right, we got to say, Jess, you're not allowed to leave.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Hey, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Well, I do now.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
Did you say you're cutting me off?
You earn, we match. Unlimited cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. I'm under the mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, of course, the Civic Media app. Being joined by Ben and Deanna Melchor, Bay Area Realty, and of course, our man Jesse Lynn from the Green Bay Press Gazette chiming in. We're talking about the Hoyas. He went to Georgetown, the Hoyas.
Oh.
Remember, they used to be phenomenal with Patrick Ewing and that gang?
Phenomenal.
Wow, they were amazing. Oh.
I owned a pair of Patrick Ewing Adidas shoes.
Did you really?
Absolutely.
Were you one of those guys that collected shoes?
I guess. All right.
All right.
That's where our daughter gets it from.
That's cool. Did you wear them? Or just
absolutely.
Put them on a okay.
Yeah.
Because some of those are like crazy valuable now.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoes
you would have
become,
just like had it on display.
Yes.
You
could, I mean, like thousands of dollars they're worth.
Definitely.
Yeah. Incredible.
That was early 80s is just whatever this price was.
Absolutely.
Have you guys seen any interest in these house flippers? I had lunch, and the reason I ask, I had lunch with a guy on Monday, and he's still doing that.
Yeah.
And he said that what he's doing, and I think he's got I think he's onto something. He's really making them pretty nice.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's kind of, you know.
It had a bad connotation for a while, so go ahead.
They're picking out the furniture.
Yeah.
That's what
sure.
he's doing.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? He goes, no, this is great. And people say, why don't you do this? And so he's doing all right. Yeah.
If you are flipping with, you know, higher quality materials. Mm-hmm. And
that's what he does. Yep,
you're going to make money in this. Any market. I think it did. You know, it kind of, the flippers, when they started around here, really did it as cheap
the
as possible.
The formica, cheap carpeting. He's putting in granite, stainless steel. And
I think it's criminal with what some flippers did.
Oh, yeah.
And what I mean is I've been in houses, these little houses.
Oh, sure.
Where they're have terrible foundations.
Yeah.
And they were like offset by like a foot or 18 inches. That's people have no idea what the earth can do to a foundation. And they would drywall over it.
Yeah.
And not show.
You couldn't see it.
Yes. Yeah. You've guys dealt with that too, right?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A member of the family, they bought a house that was a flip. Turned on the shower upstairs.
Day one.
In the primary, day one, water just poured down into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oof.
But, I wish I could say
I've never heard a story like that before, but I've heard 20 stories exactly like that.
But back to that, are people, I mean, they could contact you. You know where some of the lower, not, like county lower, good deals are. I don't want to say lower price because nothing's low priced anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you kind of look at everyone and their situation that they're in and looking at what their top dollar is and then looking at what are they interested in.
Yeah.
And that sometimes defines where you start looking, especially if they're open to all different areas because your money's going to go farther in different areas in our community.
Yeah, this guy's done nine and and I was surprised how well he's doing. I'm like, that's great. I thought that was a thing of the past.
No.
Yeah. Just, no.
Whoops. Whoa.
Spilled my coffee.
Everybody okay? Yeah.
The lid was still on.
He only got himself.
Mickey, nice job of putting the lid on the mirror.
Yeah, stayed on.
Now I got that. Don't I get to sue him for $7 million?
Was it extremely hot?
I know. Yeah.
Wasn't that what that lady got? I know they overturned it, but wasn't her initial run
was that
seven?
McDonald's?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, which she got a crazy amount of money.
Are you saying was that McDonald's that got the lawsuit or McDonald's?
Yeah. Did I show you? Coffee.
Or was it McDonald's on my leg because it was both?
Have I showed you the scar on my stomach from my... This is true.
It is too early in the morning.
I showed it to Todd and he thinks I've got a lawsuit because, you know, my steamer, I don't use an iron, I use a steamer. And I did it one day when I had my shirt on. I can show you right here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right by my roll. I'll be honest with you. You might not want to see it.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's warning number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
You are Green Bay's Cosmo Kramer. You need a Jackie Childs.
Jackie Childs. Who told you to put the bomb on? You put the bomb on? Yeah, Jackie, I put the bomb on. Nobody knows how to put the bomb on. Oh. Are you okay there? You okay there?
Ben, I honestly don't think anybody's ever summed that up better than you. That is so true.
Thank you. I'm not kidding. We're off here. I will show it to you if you want. I will lift my shirt up and show it to you. I am scarred for life because of that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey,
Thank you.
Up until now, we've known you for so long and you've suffered in silence.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Up until now.
Johnny,
up until now.
I suffer in silence. On my gravestone, on my tombstone, it says, here rests John Mino. He suffered in silence.
We never knew.
Exactly.
Then you didn't meet him or listen to him.
But we're talking about the flipper type things. I remember going to a sheriff's auction one time. Yeah. And you couldn't even sit. There were so many people in there. It was mind-boggling. Yeah. And remember the guy I was with, who was a real estate professional for years and years, and he's like, I have no idea how they're going to make money on that house.
Yeah.
But I guess some of these people do, huh? Because they're not cheap anymore. Those TV shows kind of killed it for the average flipper, didn't they?
I think so. And I think our market has changed so much. So you aren't getting those homes typically for, you know, the bottom dollar anymore.
Exactly.
They're putting a little, you know, they're spending more on the get-go. And I think hence that's why they're putting in some of the higher end quality because you want that higher price point at the end.
I'm not saying he's 9 for 9, but he's like 8.5 for 9.
Sure.
He's made money on it. I said, make money on every one of them.
Goes, let me just throw this up. Does he do a lot of the stuff himself?
He knows his limitations.
Yeah.
He's got people that pay $50 an hour. You try to hire somebody for things these days.
Yeah, he's got a lot of friends that.
That's what I mean.
Like there's like they tell you in school. You tell you enlightened. Your dad told you got to get a side hustle. And a lot of these guys will work for a company and then work for him on the weekends. But I was really proud. I was really happy for him.
Yeah,
I think that's very cool.
That's awesome.
I was just wondering if people are still doing that, contacting you, because that was a huge thing. You know, 20 years ago.
Yeah. Huge. I wanted to do it. I tried doing it. All right, give us a pitch.
Well, you know what? We've got a couple condos that are listing this week.
Yeah.
Love it.
We've got one coming up just outside of Dykesville. Partial water view. Price point's going to be $279.9.
That's going to go fast.
Just two bed, two bath. And then we've got one coming up in Egg Harbor. That is a four-bedroom. And the price point for, what is that, $4.99, just, wow, just outside Egg Harbor before you go down the hill.
Beautiful area. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful area.
So that will take the population up to 254 people.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And I can't think of a better place in Wisconsin to live than right coming into that area, right there, Egg Harbor.
Beautiful.
In the, all right. Thanks for coming in, you guys. We love you.
Thank you.
Ben and Anna, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Civic Media's Todd Alba, who will get a Nightlight birthday surprise. And you won't want to miss up-and-coming musician DeAndre Marie, who performs in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.